Brad, you know, last week we talked about stewardship and addressing so much more than, you know, just our finances. But from Scripture, we had also concluded that our primary stewardship responsibility is that to the gospel message, and that we can all view all of our other resources just as things to be used to support that effort. And we want to pick up on that topic, kind of dig in a little bit further, talk about some specific areas that we can manage those resources in an effort to further the gospel. But three areas, what do you think? Where should we go with this?
Well, the three areas I like to discuss are how we steward our children in aspect to the gospel message, how we steward our money in aspect to the gospel message, and then also the one we often don't think about, our physical bodies. How do we steward those as something that has also been given to us by the Lord that can also be used in effort to share the gospel?
Well, Brad, let's start with kids. If we're considering the gospel as our highest stewardship priority, how does that impact the way we raise our kids?
Well, we often don't think about our kids as a stewardship responsibility, but Psalm 127 says that children are a gift from the Lord. So as we think about that, we've also been given the instructions then of how we're to raise them, which is Ephesians 6 tells us to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And as we think about this idea of stewardship, last week we talked about in the beginning, God turned everything over to Adam and Eve and gave them stewardship responsibilities over his creation. And one of the things he told them was to go forth and multiply. And Adam and Eve were image bearers, so they bared God's image here in this world, and he told them to multiply. And by multiplying, they were creating additional image bearers. And that's the same stewardship responsibility we have as a foundation with children today, is to create additional image bearers. And that's why we're told to teach them, to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. What we're trying to do is teach our children about God, teach them the gospel, plant and water those seeds, as we're told in the New Testament, and then ultimately raise that next generation that will take the gospel to the nations. So we're just trying to continue to perpetuate and to multiply in order to forward that gospel message. And one of the things we often don't think about when it comes to stewardship, we think about what we're doing today, how we're managing God's resources today, but we don't think about, okay, well, what if something happens to me? What happens to what I'm managing? And with children, this comes into play as we think about, okay, if I'm not here, and this is my stewardship responsibility on how I'm supposed to raise my children, how do I pick a guardian for my kids? And like I said, a lot of people ask me this question. They're not sure how to handle it. And really, it goes back to, what was your stewardship responsibility? How were you supposed to raise your children? And your guardianship decision should mirror that exact same thing. So our priority is in the spiritual care for our children. We want to raise them up to know the Lord. And as we're looking at and thinking about who should we name as a guardian for our kids if we're not here, that should be the same thing that we put the most value on. Who would continue to raise them up to know the Lord so that when they become adults, they know the truths of Scripture. Hopefully God has saved them at that point, and they can go and carry that gospel message.
Well, as we think about that, you know, there's so much that is our responsibility in raising our kids. We got to teach them about other things as well. What about that finances? As we seek to honor the Lord, they see how we manage our money. And what are some of those things that we need to keep in mind, Brad?
Yeah, and again, how can we use our money to, how can we teach our kids to handle it well, but also how do we use it well to proclaim the gospel message and to honor God in all areas? And we've talked about it many times, three basic ways that we can use our money. We can spend it, so provide for our families in the way that we use it. We can save it, which is setting it aside for the future care for our family. And then we can also give it away in an effort to support the ministries that are hopefully spreading that gospel message. And as faithful stewards, it always goes back to not presuming that it's ours and it's our ownership. We don't have anything that wasn't first given to us by God. And that's that first idea of stewardship. We always need to be recognized, okay, this is the Lord's money, and how does he want us to use it? And oftentimes we forget that, though, when it comes to money, and we get stuck in that spend it on ourselves or save it for ourselves, and we never get to that giving area as much as we should. But at some point in time, as we recognize that it's all God's, we've spent enough and we've saved enough for ourselves. And Some people will get there, some people won't get there. But that's why we often talk about capping our lifestyle. We want to recognize that, okay, this is God, so we shouldn't be just assuming it's all for us and for our glory. Ultimately, we're trying to glorify God through it. And whatever we need to spend on our family to care for them, to invest in our children, that's important. And we also don't want to neglect that future care of them. But at some point, like I said, we've done enough of that, and it's all God, so we shouldn't be using it then just to glorify ourselves. So that's where we can then pass that blessing on through us. I like the term that I've heard other people use, calling it being conduits of God's grace. So as God extends his grace to us, we're not looking to just hold on to it. We're looking to pass it through us to where it needs to go. And that extra money then that we're able to free up by capping our lifestyle is then going out and proclaiming the gospel and taking it to the nations, which, as we said, that's our ultimate stewardship responsibility.
Well, Brad, you talk about stewardship of our bodies, too. How does caring for our bodies actually serve the gospel message?
Yeah, we often don't think about stewardship in our bodies because we think, okay, well, one thing that's certainly mine is my body, right? And we couldn't be more wrong from a biblical standpoint because first, God created us, but then second, as we read in 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says, "You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." So we were not only created by God, but we were then purchased back out of sin by the blood of Christ. So our physical bodies, the way we're able to use them is in service to God, in stewarding the gospel message. So while we have our health, we need to care for it because while we're physically capable, we can labor for God. And in any of our jobs, we can serve God in that. We can build relationships through the labor that we're doing, whether we're serving others or whether we're working side by side with other people. And then what we see is over time, our bodies will lose strength, lose capability, but we're able to compensate because we've got the wisdom gained from years of experience. So we have two ways that we can steward our bodies. We can develop and care for the physical side of it, but we can also develop and care for the knowledge and wisdom side of it. So we should be developing those two things side by side so that we can ultimately pour back into other people, into the work that we're doing, and ultimately sharing that gospel message with others.